Welcome back. We're back. Today is the 5th of February, and it is, according to my watch, it's 3 o'clock. For 3 o'clock. This is good. Oh my gosh, this is really, really fantastic to be back the next day. It was a rough night last night, and I'm feeling much better, but I've been working all day today, and let me see where my burnout is right now, because I need to find out how much time do I have to do this. Hang on. Okay, I'm at 72%. So we have to watch it. So let's talk about our talkabouts. Okay, so when we talk about the assassination, discerning, we were saying that several politicians would be subject to assassination attempt or to be assassinated. And so what we've got here is we only have one politician that is lined up for assassination. Not to be successful, but an attempt on his life, which is the Honorable Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. So this means that I've discerned that someone from the States has a gene to try to assassinate the Prime Minister of Canada. And so they are going to meet this weekend. They're doing some sort of summit. And he's going to have to be very careful, but more so around the 28th of February. And he's going to have to learn how to, basically for this month, he has to be less approachable in the public. And don't take any chances. And wherever your conference is to be, is you really don't make it a public announcement unless you absolutely have to make it. And make it a private room, a room with good escape. And you've got lots and lots of security. Is that the word? Security. Yeah, yeah. So he's saying, I'm already tired. I'm not even up through the gate, and I'm tired. So it just shows you that there's a lot on me where certain energy, they don't want me doing this broadcast. And so the Honorable Justin Trudeau has to be protected. And I know he is going to be protected. I'm doing some work at my end trying to reverse whatever the software program is to try to protect him to the best of my ability. But I'm not concerned about it. But needless to say, the different various agencies, you have to be aware of this and to be on guard. Because there's likely someone coming from the States to come to harm our Prime Minister. And it may not even happen, but just the fact that it's presented to the public, in a lot of cases, when someone's really dark, and I've dealt with dark people, and I know that I would discern what the dark person was going to do, then I would let the dark person know what they were going to do, then they don't do it. So I'm hoping by this announcement that someone's going to know that they can't come and harm our politicians in general. So I'm just hoping that's going to be the case. Donald Trump, this is the one that's really, really bothers me. He is programmed for World War III. You can verify the 6th when you listen to this. He will be programmed for World War III, 100%. There's a spirit that we have, and when I check the spirit on individuals, I will ask if the spirit is happy with the person that they basically are hosting, or they're possessing, rather. They're possessing the certain body, physical body. And in the case of Donald Trump, his spirit is very angry with him, and it would cause him to have anxiety even at nighttime during the day. And the main reason why, and it's only one reason why, the spirit is angry with Donald Trump. And folks, people with the pendulum, you have to discern this very carefully. Just discern it even three times. He still has the contract to go through and take us through World War III. And so if he doesn't do it, his spirit's going to give him lots and lots and lots of anxiety. And so his spirit is angry because he has not already taken us into World War III. Now, did you hear what I said? He has not already taken us into World War III. So in the past weeks, we were supposed to be already in World War III with him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, this is how very serious this is. And even though I'm so damn tired right now, because I've been working hard earlier, I've got to do this. I've got to do this broadcast. I've got to do it. Even if I end up in an ambulance later afterwards, I've already advised others that I may end up in the ambulance, but I don't think so. I've already notified. Because when my burnout goes high, I get weak and I will pass out. So I'm not going there, but I'm going to push the envelope because I've got to get this message. I've got to get this message out. I've got to get it out. And so this is why very lately Trump is going after Greenland, you know, to upset Russia, upset other countries, but mostly Russia, even though they're buddies, Putin and Trump, they're buddies. In the spirit realm, they're buddies. But they create this image that they sometimes don't like each other. They don't like each other. That's all stage. Don't fall for that. Absolutely do not fall for this. And so Trump is taking a look at different, I call this trigger points for World War III. What would cause the world to go into World War III? Because his spirit is saying that he's got to go through World War III. And the entity on him that's making him do all this is his dad. He's got an entity of his father on him that's driving him to push us into World War III. And again, Greenland, Panama, you know, the Gaza, you know, Canada's a good example, right? But the Gaza, for crying out loud, oh my God, to turn this into a resort atmosphere, a casino. This is absolutely crazy. And shame, 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 Benjamin of Israel, shame on you that you don't have it in you for you to say no. You can't say no to Trump. You've got a gene program where you can't say no to Trump. So that means you need to step down. The people of Israel need to ask you to resign. Because it's insanity for you to think that you can go and kill 40,000 plus, injure thousands, displace everybody, then turn that frickin' site into a casino resort, vacation spot. That maybe in a past life, you're cut from the same cloth where Elon, Trump, and others come from. And I'm not going to say it, but people, the think tank in Ottawa, what am I saying that I can't say? What am I saying? You've got to pay attention. What am I really trying to say? I've given you enough clues. Come on. Come on. Just say it. Yes, say it. Say it. This is a very, very serious situation that Trump is programmed, and he must take us into World War III. Then we spoke about, in segments 1, 2, and 3, what happens when someone is supposed to do something, they don't do it. They get a stroke, something can happen. So he's motivated to save his ass, but he's not motivated to save the asses of the 8 billion people on this planet. So there you go. He is still programmed for World War III. This is not good. This is really not good. I mean, there's so many clues when you take a look at Elon Musk and Adolf Hitler. I mean, remember when he was Adolf, he actually designed the Volkswagen. And Adolf, by his own right, was a fantastic artist. A lot of people don't know this. He was really, really good. And so when you come back into the matrix here, Tesla, the auto dealership, manufacturing organization that Elon owns or connected to, whatever that relationship is now, competes with who? Which manufacturer today, who does it compete with? Volkswagen. Volkswagen. And they're saying that Volkswagen is on the mark of surpassing Tesla. But Elon's not competing with anyone else. It's Volkswagen. These are clues. And those who have the gift to discern, verify, is what I'm saying true? The answer is yes. And the whole Nazi regime situation in World War, where Hitler was just trying to take over another country, just trying to take over all the countries. Trump, being guided through Elon, and his father is working through him, is doing the same thing. He's doing the same thing. And we simply cannot allow this to happen. We are a lot smarter. We need to be able to look at the bigger picture. We have to look at the bigger picture. The threat is, where I mentioned additional wars, not just World War III, but other wars. Because here is the situation. In the 100% free will, this is where everything happened first. This is where we create our good karma, bad karma. But in the 100% free will, the United States government went to war with Iraq. And in that 100% free will, they were not supposed to do that. They were not supposed to do that. Why? Because it was an illegal war. There were no weapons of mass destruction. But keep in mind, this incarnation, the Matrix, is a review life of our 100% free will. But there were no weapons of mass destruction. So what happened is, after that war, which should not have taken place in the first place, after that war, Russia looked at that war and said, ha ha, they started an illegal war, And Russia says, now I'm going to do the same thing with Ukraine. And here's Trump saying, we can fix this in 24 hours. He has no desire to fix this in 24 hours. I would love for him to prove me wrong in order for us to have world peace. I would love for him to make me look like a liar. I would love, if it means that 8 billion people, we survive, everybody can call me a liar. I don't care. If I need to use that reverse psychology, I'm going to use it. But now, Trump is going after these different countries. And so what do you think Putin is saying privately? I know what he's thinking. He's saying, here's an opportunity for me to go after other countries that we lost, and we want to rebuild and get back to our situation, our homeland, or our huge homeland, the Soviet Union. We want to acquire all these countries that we lost. And now I can go after these countries because Trump is busy going after other countries. See, Trump is actually working for Putin. He's doing all of this so Putin can go and grab other countries. People with the pen verify, is what I just said, is that true? Yeah. It's all true. We got a very serious situation. We got a very, very, very serious situation. Thank you. Give me the strength to speak, please, Father. And it's serious. So we're going to take, I know I said I was only going to do a fourth segment on the fifth here, and you can hear my voice now. I need to go to a fifth segment, even though I don't have a lot of strength. I've got to do this. So let's. My name's Brian, and you listen to Clarity Radio. We're going to take a break now, and I'm going to be right back, and we're going to wrap the whole broadcast. We're going to wrap everything up. I'll be right back. Thank you.
I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin.